for the event on KBOO.FM on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. And coming up next is Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. Air Cascadia is off today. At 11 is Stage and Studio. Stage and Studio presents the documentary Coming Home, Return of the Aleutic Masks. And at 11:30, Art Focus talks to art historian and scholar Elizabeth Ballou about the new show Witness at the Halle Ford Museum in Salem. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by members' support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. And now, Flashpoints.
Today on Flashpoints, the Israeli-Guatemala connection and a powerful and enlightening dialogue between Chris Hedges and Norman Solomon. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. We turn our attention to Guatemala and to Israel and a very dirty connection between the two. And some U.S. senators are jumping into the fray as well. Joining us to talk about the situation with President Jimmy Morales of Guatemala and his relationship to organized crime is a good friend of this program, Guillermo Castillo. Guillermo, Guatemalan, worked closely to help elect President Jimmy Morales, and then ultimately found out that he was part of an organized crime drug trafficking organization. And so Guillermo Castillo tried to begin to oppose the president, and he ended up having to leave the country and apply for political asylum in the United States. But this is an incredibly important subject. It goes, among other things, right to the heart of why people are fleeing that country, Guatemala, and other countries in Central America as well. Guillermo Castillo, welcome to Flashpoints.
Thank you very much for having me tonight, and thank you very much for having the time in Flashpoint. And I will gladly share all the knowledge and experience that I've learned through supporting now the President Jimmy Morales and how she's connected with Netanyahu and also with organized crime.
Okay, let's begin. You actually was you were a lead campaigner for Jimmy Morales in terms of his run for the presidency, right? You were a strong supporter.
Yes, I was a strong supporter of Mr. Jimmy Morales. I even thought...
You know what? We're losing you. We've got a bad connection. Mike, I want to call back. Guillermo, please hang up the phone. We're going to call you back. I want to get a better connection. It's such an important story, okay? So hang up and we'll call you back. Okay? I think... Okay. I just want to, you know, one of the reasons I'm doing this story is because Israel continues to get away with murder. It continues to expand its ethnic cleansing. And you heard there was the most amazing interview between Netanyahu and Steve Inskeep of NPR. You talk about softball interviews. You talk about not asking a single question about Israel's ethnic cleansing, about the slaughter that's been happening in Gaza and across Gaza from Israeli sharpshooters, and you and NPR is supposedly not biased? Oh, yeah. No Palestinians in that segment. Anyway, I think we've got Guillermo back. Are you with us, Guillermo Castillo?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, that's much better. Stay in that position. So you were saying that you did, in fact, work to get Jimmy Morales elected in Guatemala.
Yes, definitely. I ran in October 2015 when he got elected, and I got to work a little bit of 4 or 5 months in his team. But then I learned how he was connected to different organized crime groups and narco-trafficking groups. Linked with the ghost that is now extradited to the United States. And so I kind of like made a complaint, and now I'm fighting against corruption and impunity. And that also making a claim in the Attorney General's office against the president.
So you made the claims, and then what happened? I guess your life became, you were threatened a number of times.
Yes, I was followed by the presidential security of Jimmy Morales and also the narco-traffickers back home, so I had to flee in 2 days. I was trying to go back, but unfortunately I couldn't because he has a lot of connections with Congress people that are working along with corrupt agreements, and they are linked also as well with Sinaloa cartel. So I'm unable to go back until we try to clean more the house in our country.
Now, you're talking to us from Kentucky now, correct?
That's correct.
And the senators there are sort of quite friendly to Guatemala, aren't they? Both senators, Rand Paul and the majority leader.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Senator Rand Paul visited Guatemala around 2014. I was also part of his team when he went there. But unfortunately, he is trying to support the alignment with Jimmy Morales and his government, which at the end will create more migrants to the border of U.S. as well to Kentucky. So there will be an increase of migrants from Guatemala to Kentucky and other states. But he doesn't seem to find that. He wants to support right now Jimmy, and they're trying to see if by supporting them because of Jerusalem.
Turn around. We're losing you there. I want to make sure people hear what you have to say.
Because of the agreement of Jerusalem of Guatemala moving the embassy. And support to U.S., they're trying to give them the support back. But that's going to create more migrants to the United States within the next year.
So to be clear, so Jimmy Morales, as president, was one of the few countries in the world to support Israel in various moves before the General Assembly of the United Nations. And because Jimmy Morales was willing to get in bed with Israel and the United States, U.S. senators want to see if they could support him and even maybe perhaps change the constitution in Guatemala so that he can run another term.
Yes, there's a lot of information going on right now, not only in Guatemala, but also within the halls of Congress here in U.S. And that's a little bit of disturbing because we have had a country with elections, and we don't want to have a country like Honduras did, that suddenly someone that is not respecting the human rights or activist lives or journalists is in power, like Juan Orlando Hernandez in Honduras, with the support of U.S. So we don't want that to happen in Guatemala, but that's something that could happen if Republicans keep supporting Jimmy Morales because of the Jerusalem deal.
Now, we know that Israel has been deeply engaged in supporting and arming death squads and paramilitary squads that work for governments in Central America, including Honduras and Guatemala. And Israel now, I understand, is providing sensitive surveillance equipment and weaponry to Guatemalan and to a government and a military that's known for its death squad and vicious activities against the people.
Yes, that's correct. Israel has had a long history in Guatemala for many years, but even now, I mean, it's in the surrounding that is any human rights.
We're losing you. We're losing you again. Please turn. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Anyone that right now is opposing Jimmy Morales' government is subject to surveillance, is subject to be taped illegally under conversations over the phone, or they're having surveillance at home or at work. Myself, I suffered from that every day since 2015, and even some other activists that are linked with me or any working to find justice or the rule of law is under surveillance. And all these equipments are being used by the Ministry of Interior with the new Minister of Interior, Degenhardt, and they're allowing all this to happen as a way to protect Jimmy Morales and trying to not find justice. So there's a lot of links between Israel.
All right, you're fading out there. I'm sorry. You need to repeat that.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of surveillance of Guatemalans and Israel in that matter.
All right. This is a bad line, but I think we got the general gist of the story. And you feel that you are still in danger.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I receive threats 2 weeks ago, but I keep going on because we have to get the word out of what's going on in Guatemala and how organized crime is linked with presidency. And so if we don't do it, I mean, people will suffer, and we need to get the word out.
Can you just say a word or two, I hope we don't lose you, about how do you know the president himself is involved with the cartels? What do you know in terms of the direct connection?
Well, there's a meeting that happened back in Fulanos and Menganos. It's a restaurant owned by Osmar Sanchez. Well, where they met Osmar Sanchez, Jimmy Morales, Jose Ubico, which is a congressman now in Guatemala, and Ghost, which is extradited to the United States. Now, that meeting happened along with City Hall mayors, and also, not only that, but there's, I mean, other evidence that pointed to that direction. Now, that information, I have it because I work along with another activist that was there at that specific night in that event.
At that meeting.
And that's the reason. At that meeting, yes. And he was on the road, but he was the one advising me.
Okay.
Share with information with.
All right, Guillermo Castillo, we're going to leave it there. It's an incredibly important story. The U.S. supporting a drug dealer in Guatemala. The fact that Jimmy Morales is going to get a free ride from the U.S. government because it's standing by the U.S. in terms of Israel and the various and ethnic cleansing programs that have been called out by the General Assembly. This is an incredibly important story. When we get back to you, we're going to see if we can get you on a better line, and we're going to talk a lot more about this. But Guillermo Castillo, human rights activist, resistor of a drug-dealing government in Guatemala, and this is nothing new for the Guatemalan military and the government, but this is just the next generation. We thank you, Guillermo. Please be careful, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, and you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Sorry about that bad line, but the story is incredibly important because you've got a situation in Guatemala where you've got essentially a drug-dealing military involved with organized crime and drug traffickers, and with the former president, former comedian turned president, who is clearly in bed with the cartels and getting support at the same time from U.S. officials. So this is a story we want to watch very closely. My name is Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back to bring you some more of Chris Hedges and Norman Solomon. Stay with us. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio, and we want to play you. We feel this is an incredibly important event that happened recently with Chris Hedges. Chris Hedges has a brand new book, America, The Farewell Tour. I know we've played a little bit for you before, but this is crucial material, and we wanted to share some more with you as we think about the future of this country